Oh man, I wanted a drink out of the vending machine before I left, but I didn't have any dollar bills. Now that I think about it, I should have walked to the liquor store across the street from the office before I left, but instead I said, fuck it. Got in the car, and now I'm thinking I might stop at a gas station and just buy it. I just buy, like, some seltzer, like a sparkling water. You know? Like an orange flavor or a lemon. Something nice. But light, you know? Nothing thick like a soda. I don't want a diet Pepsi. Not right now. Faygo. They don't sell Faygo out here. I think this song's about fucking. Give me the music, make me wine up your ears. Okay, yes. This gas station does have a food mart. It's not just a Burger King and a Starbucks. All right, good. All right, this gas station's also kind of rough, so... hang out down there. Good luck. Don't get stolen. Put my backpack down here over the iPad. That's... Thank you. stolen. Okay. I got this orange sparkling water. It's it's a rough neighborhood, as it turns out. Just turn into this. Well, yeah, let's just do that and see how this goes. This is kind of a lane. I need to get out of this lane eventually. Okay, that was easier than I thought it would be.
the slug to your chest. Got the best for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state for the bomb ass heavy. The state where you never find a dance floor empty. And pimp speed on a mission for them greens. Lean mean money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honey was wearing tattoos. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me. Diamond shining, looking like I robbed Liberace. It's all good.
Free smoke, hey, hit the hills while I pause, yeah. the feature presentation.
DJ Sus One, man. You already know how we do, boy.
Turn up the skidding.
Yo! That's right, baby. You know what it is? It's the feature presentation radio show. It's DJ Sus One. I am here. Allie B is here co-hosting.
Yes, sir.
Now, it's crazy because we have a special guest co-host in the building today.
Yes.
All right? She's very popular on social media. I just learned that she has a background in radio, and she's smashing radio out here in different states across the continent. And I just found out that she knew your light-skinned ass, because I didn't know that before.
Yes, she did.
So, I need you to introduce.
Oh, great.
My nerve, what I heard. A sucker rapper that I know I'll serve. Run around town saying he is the best. Is that a test? I'm not impressed, get real. You're nothing but a toy. Don't you know that I serve that boy? Just like a waiter, hit him with a plate of these fresh rhymes and make sure that he pay the bill and leave him standing still. And when he's had enough, hit him with a refill. And for dessert, it won't be no ice cream. I'm just gonna shatter and splatter his pipe dream. Make him feel a rap, beat him down and laugh. And when I finish, then I'm gonna ask him who is the best. And if he don't say Modi, I'll take my whip and make him call himself Toby. Whip him good, then I'll make him sweat. Always talking about battles, but he never had a battle yet. But if we ever did, how could he beat me? He's so petrified, scared to even meet me. My words are law, that's why you don't beat. You're nothing but a punk type star. And a beast, so I'm putting you in punishment, just like a child. Never touch another mic. How you like me now?
How long do you think it takes to finish Near?
You a funny guy. You
I guess that's like a like there's two numbers, right? There's the finish it once and then finish it for reals, right? I put like an hour and a half into it and just haven't had time to even look at it. Trying to figure out like how am I gonna finish Zelda? Like, realistically, how am I going to finish Zelda? 30 hours for 5 endings? Fucking satellite signal has been getting worse and worse over the last, like, little bit. Like, not, you know, like, week or 2 weeks or something. Yeah, I guess I haven't really played enough Nier to really get a sense of, like, how the game progresses. Like, I was surprised, like, coming out of the intro and then coming out of the hub, basically kind of launching into the first real mission or whatever, or whatever it is, you know, I was not expecting, like, quest givers and, hey, here's, like, I guess I was just kind of expecting, something a little close blueprint. That RPG-ish. I which is cool, but it definitely recalibrates my, like, thoughts around, like, oh, how long is it going to, like, can I blast through this in between two other games? Like, ah, yeah, I could probably, like, it's a platinum game. I gotta figure out when I'm going to play the rest of that. And then, you know, my Zelda time is way down because I just bought Neo Turf Masters for the Switch this morning, so, you know.
Just put out a very, very dope album, and I'm gonna play this song right now. It's called Santorini, Greece.
Good to hear.
Pink, you're a fucking monster. This shit is just hard. This is a fuck world. This shit right here, just put it up.
With all you bitches. Bitches don't love me. Young black nigga, fight the world, nigga. Everywhere you go, bitches throw a rock. Me and Charm were actually listening to it while I beat 17 games in a row at the pool table in South by Southwest.
Wish I was there.
So, South by, my man Biscuit's in the building.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'? Static Term
it's
was
Biscuit.
Good.
What's up, bro?
Biscuit
by
is here.
Was it lit?
It was like, I
South
wanna
by Southwest.
Yeah, it was definitely washed. It was definitely like 60% washed, 40% lit. Term was like 80% washed. Every time I saw a Term, he didn't have a drink, he had a bottle.
No, I was stealing bottles out at the party.
I didn't want to.
Yo, 40 and Jules, I'm sorry, but I stole more bottles at your party Damn, the rappers at the party stole lines.
You were like that. You were like, I've been talking about that since I got home. I'm like,
he took the third bottle, bro, and you pulled it out the cooler. And we all went,
yo, the whole crew was like, no, but I'm talking about full bottles.
Yo, full bottles of Douce.
Yo, so, man. Party, here's the crazy thing. Shout my man Samson, right? He's like, he grew up out there, right? Moved to Denver. His parents got the fucking ranch out there.
Stupid.
Right? Stupid shit. And he recently moved down the street. He's still in the same neighborhood. And he's like, of all the places they're going to throw this Yes Jewels 40 party, they're throwing it down the street like 10 minutes from my crib.
Mm-hmm.
And the shit was right there. Like, put it this way, his like mom was at like the bar down the street. People were talking like, what's going to happen at this crazy party they're throwing? Like, it's not normal for this town in Texas. It's about 40 minutes outside of Austin. Like, they weren't ready for it, but yo, nothing went down. Nobody died.
It was dope.
There was no beefs.
Great party.
But we were in that shit disrespecting life.
We were washed.
Yeah. Static goes, I saw
no, we weren't washed there. We were lit over there. Don't say washed that. Come on, man.
I meant, you know, we was drinking. We had a lot. We had champagne, tequila. You
Sir
had
was sleeping in the car with his fucking shoes off.
After the party.
Yo, listen.
It's okay to go to bed after the party.
No doubt. But the funniest thing about all this, right? So Tuesday, me and Term go fuck with 2 Chainz up and down. And yes, Jules walks by and go, yo, I was trying to tell her about what happened at her party in South By, and her faggot bouncer did some herb shit. So I can't wait to see her next time to let her know how much. Yo, Jules, I love you. You're cool. You do a lot of Miami, but you ain't as popping as anything I've ever done in my life to where you have a bouncer to stop you from talking. So tell that bouncer to suck a horse dick.
Holy
and we'll talk
shit.
Next time. Nah, because I got to check shit like that. It's not Jules' fault, though. It's her bouncer.
Yeah.
Yo, the way he was like, yo, keep it moving. Like, hey, yo, bruh.
Yeah, I know.
When you were fucking stealing fucking Jordan 23s out of the store, I was fucking rocking the parties your mother was at.
Holy
the fuck
shit.
Up.
Damn, Static.
Anyway,
tell him why you're sad.
Anyway, yo, Biscuit.
I feel that, Static. I feel that.
Nah,
you
gotta check
you Static
tomorrow.
Select at the end of the day. Yeah. They gotta put some respect on your name.
But 40 always puts the respect. Shout out to who else was at the party?
That's Orlando. We had a nice
shout
talk
yo,
with
my
Orlando.
Man Orlando low-key went from like, you know, he, Ransom's homie, that's... Like, Orlando's a good dude. He went low-key from that to, like, yo, last night we were listening to Flex, waiting for the Super Predator. About fucking 6 songs Flex played in Mad Times. Orlando's responsible for it, man. I'm happy for
yeah,
Orlando.
That's the big homie right there. I fuck with Orlando.
But Orlando, here I go back to my shit. No matter what you say, brother, Kodak Black is not a lyricist. He was trying to bring... Sorry, what was he saying? I gotta do this on my show.
I just asked him. He asked you to work with Kodak and you said no. You respectfully
declined. Yo, just understand that people that respect the hip hop shit I do. I don't wanna work with people that I don't wanna work with.
So then
Kodak Black might as well be fucking Kodak Blackface fucking like one of the cartoons they used to do on Warner Brothers, bro. I don't need that shit in my life, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking real shit.
So you want me to tell the story?
Go ahead.
So, basically, he asked you to work with Kodak. You respectfully declined. And
respectfully.
You were like, nah, I'm all set. I'm not looking to do that. So then he said, yo, but just listen to him. Hear him out. He's a lyricist. And then,
absolutely.
And then you looked at me like...
Come on.
And then I asked him, I said... All I asked him was this. I said, are you looking at me... In my eyes, do you really think he's a lyricist? That's all
yo,
I want to know.
Yo, Term said, look me in the eyes.
Yeah,
you think Kodak Black's a lyricist?
That's all
and Orlando's
know.
Like, what happened?
I don't think y'all want to see him win.
I love Orlando. He's winning.
Y'all want to see him win.
I don't got no problems with son. I just wanted to
we
know.
We don't even know
I just wanted to know if he really thought he was a lyricist or if he was just saying that because it's his man. And in his heart, he
yo,
told
Orlando's
he really
my dude, man. I got him his job. At, like, his first A&R credit was What Goes Around, my best album. Like, that's my brother. As far as, like, Ransom is one of the greatest lyricists of all time. Like, I love Ransom. How are you going to go from Ransom to... I understand the checks and all that.
That's what it is.
But just don't talk the word lyricism.
It's the same thing when a Republican hears Trump say something crazy. Republicans stand by him, and that's what's happening.
They stand by him.
And that's why this country and hip-hop... Hip-hop is ruined because you can't co-sign
bro, there's bad drinks.
What's up?
is the bartenders at, man?
But yo, with that being said, yo, I fuck with PNB Rock. The kid's mad talented. He's on my album. I fuck with PNB Rock. Ooh, got, the kid, A Boogie with the hoodie, got a couple joints I fuck with.
He's dope. I like A Boogie.
Orlando's responsible for all this shit. He's the man. I fuck with Orlando. I'm not trying
since
to, like...
Fetty.
And I'm... Yo, Orlando, you know what it is. I love you, brother. But the Kodak shit, I can't fuck with. The dude's just too reckless. He's just... He does everything that, like, that racist want him to do.
I wonder if whack radio stations talk about dope shit as much as you just gave fucking Kodak Black.
Yo, Destroy, listen.
Fuck out of here.
Destroy, you want to hear what they play at your fucking funeral right now?
Kodak Black. You talking about Kodak Black. That's what I'm talking about. Batman.
We'll be right back, Shane.
Fuck you.
No me conoces.
Okay.
Yeah, Mobile. Texas, Antonio, Texas. What's up? Hola. Yo, what up? Jade in Columbus, Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Green Bay, Wisconsin. What up?
What up?
Hannah underscore Jean. What you talking about?
Hi, that's me.
D.C., what up? Brunswick, Georgia. What up?
You like 5'4".
All right.
They go in there, right?
They go in, they keep up now. Sorry. San Francisco, what up?
Hello.
Alabama with Mecca B. Easton, huh? I think that's what it is. But yo, what up? They know. Louisiana, what they talk about?
You need one more.
King Diddy, Montana, yo. Thank you, boo.
Sorry. Author underscore Tam Denise from ACL. B. From Cali, Eddie from Brooklyn, Dominique from Alabama. We got Moore's Aesthetic from Texas, Casey from the Bronx. Shout out to Courtney from Naperville, Tyler from Minneapolis.
Your first language is in English.
Minneapolis. Oh, wait, hold on. Ed. Hannah from Brooklyn.
Much you can say about a legend, think about it. 18 by the age.
Getting your sexy back in the 90s.
And fall back in love. With some R&B.
On Sirius XM Live.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it.
Now they do.
sold that tour. Well, now we're doing it for another Brit, for Ed Sheeran, an entire row.
No. No, thank you.
Neons, whatever they were called.
I never understood the whole
parachute pants.
Shoulder pants? Oh, yeah, please. That's so ridiculous, but we all wanted them.
Lost in thought over here. Let Bruce Springsteen songs play. That's where I'm at. I can't really give status on the hiring. It's kind of unfair to the candidates to really talk about it in any detail. We have interviewed some folks, and yeah, that's kind of where we're at. It doesn't mean we'll go with anyone we've interviewed, even. We've got other resumes in the hopper and all this other stuff, but it's not really something I can really talk about one way or the other beyond we are moving on it as we can.
Yeah.
said my cars broke down and just seemed real nice with ya. Let me ride. I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell.
It's going real swell.
The next stop is the east side.
Maybe it wasn't his fault. Maybe Ross put him on the song.
Exactly.
Yeah, but yo, Ross, yo, Chris Rock is my favorite comedian by far.
That Jay-Z sample too?
And I'm going to play that too. I'm going to play that too. Yo, listen to Rick Ross talking to Birdman. Tell me this ain't just hip-hop. Like, this is special right here. And Birdman can't say nothing back because you got zero bars, fam.
I used to see niggas on TV, man. I used to be like, yo, niggas so blessed, you know what I'm saying? I had that opportunity, you know what I'm saying?
Maytag music.
Damn. I grew up on that cash money. Bling Bling was well known to flash money. Hit the liquor store after my big authority. Quick to switch your bitch up, pick up me a thicker shorty. Pistol on me, nigga, ain't no picking on me. We veterans, so it's better if you go get your army. Thug holiday is where your body lay. Me and Trick Daddy come from a common place. So us getting money, that's just a conversation. It's so hard staying rich amidst the confrontations. Cigars in the Oval Office, Ronald Reagan. Or Barack Obama whisper, Assalamu Alaikum. Live for the moment, die for the streets. Bible on the dash, kilos on the seat. I used to see you niggas on my TV screen. And wonder what was life like, was it all a dream? And then I met you out on live late dates. Came to the realization that your watch was fake. Damn. You nearly broke my heart. I really thought
thought you niggas really owned them cars.
Static collector.
Static collector. I used to look up to you, nigga. Call the point of finger when you live a life of sin. I'ma bring my niggas with me if I lose or win. Bought a fleet of cars, let the bitches tag along. It's love of ours, not the ones that tag along. On merch of the cold, met bar parties with Vogue. Still blowing thick smoke while you powder your nose. Set your head rush until the day the feds rush. That's when you niggas wish you put your bread up. Lease whips, bad blood, that shit is sink ships. Fast money coming slow, you better think quick. Rap game, so much fuck shit done. That's why this 45 in my truck fit trunks. Fuck a skateboard, I went and got a Wraith, boy. Catholic record labels, niggas getting raped, boy. Birdman's a priest, moans in his synagogue. Publishing is a sin, repent, forgive me, Lord. Shots fired, home invasion, not on Palm Ave. Red bean detonator through the palm now. Look you in your eyes, nigga, before I say goodnight. And pray that Manny Fresh you get to see the light. Damn, son, I love you, nigga. Hate it came to this.
Maybach Music.
You stole them boys' pub and bought a foreclosure. Scott stores demons in it, which is more poison. I handed over records, never charged a coin. But consistent sentiment, I'm talking all along. All Miami issues, Rose Amphiphone. Same way Big Ducky do for me in California. Never slipping, got relationships with the drillest niggas. Tony Draper, Jay Prince, and every Jimmy henchman. Plenty killers, and I know that Denny with it. Tiger Chinchilla, really ain't no penny pinching. Knew that you would never visit BG. Turk came home, take that boy a three-piece. Shooting dope, using coke, moving like you the folks. Sacrificing half our life for your new musical. You would give us self-esteem and motivate our drive. What was in our pocket by the time we count to five? I pray you find the kindness in your heart for Wayne. His entire life, he gave you what there was to gain. I watched this old debacle, so I'm part to blame. Last request, can all producers please get paid?
Amazing.
Static
selector.
Yeah, static. Exclusive.
Hey,
yeah, static.
Dad. Yeah, it's your boy. Remember me? I want to talk to you, Scrap. I remember being kicked out the house because I was just like you. He said I'd be nothing but a crook. Just like you, the niggas in the hood was shook. Well, they just like you, cause all they said was little Whitey Hook. Just like you, but dog, I can't see it at all. You never kicked it at all. We never pitched a kick at a ball, dog. You never taught me shit. How to fight, ride a bike, fix the flat, none of that sorts of shit. Nigga, you was an abusive pop. Fuck, you left me out the dry, stuck. Gotta teach news the box. Gotta teach news the block, and that ain't the half of it, man. I gotta teach news the block. It's about time we have a father to sons. Sit down, let me tell you about your father to sons. How they grew to be men and father they sons, father they daughters. Nigga, you left a fatherless daughter. I never followed your orders. Nigga, you make me sick. Pussy, you get these memories in the back of my mind. I can see it clear as day. You smacking my mom. Remember that day you showed me that gat, that nine? Put in my palm when I was young and said that would be mine. You turned me out. Reason why I hit the block. Reason why I tried to hit them cops. Reason why I started hitting shots. Reason why I started getting licked and drinking syrup and skipping court. Gingerbread man, never think of getting caught. Look at your hands, man. Damn you four. Nigga, you left my mom. Left us with no goodbyes. You left us out to drive. You left us with no letters, notes, no replies, no digits, numbers was none listed. You left me with some of my loneliest nights, nigga, some of my hungriest nights, shit. One of the reasons for years, shit, embarrassed, damn. We used to think money was right, yeah, you gave us life, like fruit from a plant. We ain't eat right from the fruits from the stamps. And damn, my pop, and I gotta stop, shit. Nigga, and when you come home, you gotta stay all alone.
Where daddy went?
You always
for him? Always did you make up for him?
What happened then?
Who was you cheating on him? Why he's always beating on you? Nigga, you gon' hear me out. I wanted to walk just like you. I wanted to talk just like you. Often mama said I look too much and I thought just like you. Wanted to drink Melanex and smoke Newports just like you. But you left me, now I'm going to court just like you. I would say my daddy loves me and he'll never go away. Bullshit, do you even remember December's my birthday? Do you even remember the tender boy? You turned into a whole young man. One goal and one plan, get mommy out of some jam. She was always in one, always short with the income, always late with the rent. You said you was coming through, I was staying in the hallway, always playing the bench, and that day came and went. Fuck you very much, you showed me the worst kind of pain, but I'm stronger and trust me, I will never hurt again. Will never ask mommy why daddy don't love me. Why's we so poor? Why's life so ugly? Mommy, why is your eyes puffy? Please don't cry, everything'll be alright. I know it's dark now, but we gon' see the light. It's us against the world, we don't need a ride. Right, mommy driving sixes now, I got bitches now. I bought a nice home for both of my sisters now. We doing real good, we don't miss you now. See how life twists around?
Daddy, where have you been?
And when you come home, you gotta stay all alone.
Mommy,
as much as the bass line is out of key, that shit is amazing. And if you guys don't know what that is, Jay-Z put out an album called The Dynasty in 2000. And it sold a gazillion records for all you non-hip-hop fans. Like this one. But that's a great fucking album. And that's a great song. They did part two. They did part two on the Beanie Siegel album.
Hey, you know what? Salute to Rick Ross, man. He made me pay attention.
What Rick Ross just said about Birdman and Broken Town, he did it with love. That's the thing. And I think anytime I read something back in the day that hate is love. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you hate someone, it's out of love.
Right.
I don't know if that's always true because I fucking hate Sarah Palin.
But you have you have to feel something to feel something. I guess that's it.
You know what I think? I think it's dope that they are actually friends and he came at him like that because he's friends with Wayne too and he's friends with BG and all the other ones. So it's
I don't think they're friends no more, bro.
Well, not now, but I'm saying.
They were.
What I'm saying is like, yo, nobody can critique you better than somebody who really knows you.
Right.
That was good for the culture, though. That was good for the culture.
Yo, just, I've been hearing the stories about Birdman for so long that I'm happy Rick Ross called him out. It took, you know, being a dude from the South to call out basically the P. Diddy of the South takes a lot, bro. But, you know, for the record, the reason he ended it with, I hope all the producers get paid, because no producers would get paid on those Lil Wayne records, man. On all the Cash Money records, that's despicable, bro. Like, you guys were making literally billions of dollars when you put all the fucking shit together.
Yeah, they all know their rights, man. That's why the whole thing was amazing with Universal.
And just for the sake of my show being great, I know a personal story about someone telling me they worked for, I'm not going to put them out there. My man worked for Manny Fresh and found out that a check came from, it was either ASCAP or BMI or something for $1 million to stay with him. Birdman just cast the shit and didn't fucking tell Manny. I'm just letting you know about how this hip-hop fucking grimy shit goes.
Well, it's sad, not, man. Yeah. It's how sad. This business is, it's a business. The it business is a business. Part.
When I was in Miami at Birdman crib, I saw the plaque that said Cash Money.
It's like 150 million or something.
Billions over a billion.
That's not a billion.
That's what billion? It said. It said a billion.
That's a billion.
It said a billion.
Dollars generated. A billion sold?
Sold.
Album sold. I don't know.
I think it's
songs.
Maybe a billion songs.
They have a maybe a billion songs. Plaque. I've seen it. They have a 500.
That's
million
look. I was in the studio with them.
Yeah,
and
but that's
I saw,
albums. I think.
Look, but
they
check
might
it.
Have one.
The joint, the 500. That's when I was like, yo, this is crazy. He was like, yo, I got something else to show you.
Mm.
Walked into the million dollar chandelier and all that good shit. Those two big ass doors,
right.
And that shit said Cash Money. Record over a billion sold. I saw it.
Nikki sold, Nikki sold 100 million songs herself.
Nikki did 100. Nikki, yo,
songs though, not albums.
Songs. Talking about songs.
Yeah, songs.
That's still amazing.
Nikki
that's
just crazy. Nikki just followed me on Instagram yesterday.
Wow,
had my shit going crazy.
So, yo, how you get like Drake be following your? I see like you'd be having Drake literally watching you live and all that. What's your connection with OVO? I'm just curious.
It's just the, like, just homies, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Drake, that's the homie, you know what I mean?
How do you end up being that, just a kid from Long Island, you know?
I mean, I've really been in the loop my whole life just because I just like Static. I really fuck with the hip-hop shit, so, like, I always wanted to be a part of it somehow, some way, you know what I mean? So, like, I kind of started in the game doing mixtapes. I used to, I used to put some cats from Long Island on the mixtapes. I used to run behind Clue, K-Slay, all of them. And I was just getting in the game through that, linked up with Tape Masters Inc. And then
shout
like
out to Tape Masters.
Yeah, yeah, man, you know, we used to
Wait, who is Tape Masters Inc. though? There's a couple of them.
I'm talking about the only Tape Masters Inc.
I know a couple of them.
Yeah, but Tape Masters Inc.
What's homeboy's name?
Lex and Wex.
Yeah, that's the one.
Nah, I know his real name. I'm trying to remember it. I remember Mobb Deep wanted to fucking skin him alive. The Jewish kid from Florida.
Not them.
Man, nah. What the fuck's his name? He's not with Dipset. You know who I'm talking about, Term. Term's ignoring everything.
Yeah,
I'm saying.
I'm not really listening to him.
All right. Good to know. Oh, man. All right. I made it home, and that's cool for me. And I'll see you guys later. Do your thing.